Hi. On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN police have confirmed that they've located an elderly man who was allegedly assaulted and robbed by a group of wanted murder suspects. The three suspects were killed in a shootout with police in Doringkop in northern KZN on Friday night. Provincial police spokesperson Paul Magwaza says officials received intelligence about four suspects who were sought for multiple murder cases in Kwamsane and Mtubatuba. Magwaza says they were given a description of the vehicle.
Police officers saw the vehicle driving on Doosbeg Road, and as they tried to stop the vehicle, the occupants shot at the police. A gun battle ensued, and three suspects were fatally wounded, with one suspect fleeing the scene.
He says investigations revealed that the suspects had earlier committed a house robbery at a local home.
They went to an elderly man's home, they assaulted him and robbed him of his firearm. Police officers looked for the senior citizen during the night, but with no luck. Fortunately, the old man is still alive and has opened the case at Kwadukuza police station. The suspect will be profiled to check if they are not linked to any other cases.
It's been confirmed that a bus carrying IFP supporters to the party's 50th birthday celebrations in northern KZN has been in an accident. It's understood that the vehicle, which was on its way to Ulundi, overturned on the R34 just outside Vryheid. Paramedics from KwaZulu Private Ambulance Service were there. Spokesperson Greg Bertha.
Paramedics rendered immediate medical attention to three patients who had sustained critical injuries and were trapped under the bus. A further eight patients had sustained serious injuries, and another 11 patients had sustained minor injuries. Paramedics, together with Fire and Rescue Services and JBS Towing, worked tirelessly to lift the bus safely to extricate the trapped patients. All the patients were transported to various hospitals.
It's understood the occupants of the bus are from the party's Gauteng constituency. Supporters from across the country are heading to the Prince Mangosuthu Regional Stadium, where the party's Golden Jubilee celebration is taking place. And the MK Party has accused the Government of National Unity of erasing former President Jacob Zuma's presence at Namibia's presidential inauguration. The official government social media account acknowledged other former heads of state but omitted Zuma despite his attendance. The MK Party calls this political provocation. They insist that Zuma remains a significant figure in South Africa's history. And abroad, the Israeli military has urged residents of the southern Gaza city of Rafah to evacuate as forces launch an offensive against militants in the area. Israel, vowing to destroy Palestinian militant group Hamas on Tuesday, resumed intense bombardment of Gaza and redeployed ground troops, shattering a truce that had largely held since January 19th. Your top story this hour, KZN police have confirmed that they've located an elderly man who was allegedly assaulted and robbed by a group of wanted murder suspects. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za under the News and Traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudial.